Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast. And I am Deshaun. Say your name.
Follow up after the echo. Bitch, you just said with the second part of your name. Deshaun.
I've done that before. I did that on my house.
This is Asania.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. And y'all, today is kind of like
it's a commemoration. It's a 2-year.
Right.
Actually, we started around this time.
I think we did, yeah.
We really did.
Yeah.
It's the 2-year anniversary, man.
And we're going to look back and, you know, pay attention to our growth and reflect. This is a reflection episode. I like that. Almost like a reunion show. Or like we're having a special with somebody interviewing us. But since we ain't got nobody to interview us, we're just going to interview each other. I like that, too. All right.
Ooh, nigga, We gotta get a camera. Yo, how you gonna be more animated during this episode than the last one?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a reflection.
Different
episode,
things
though.
Pull
it
out
is,
different
man.
Things.
It is.
So how would you describe your light bulb moment journey?
It has been very interesting. If you would have told me, this motherfucker put a microphone in my face. Nigga, I got a microphone already. If you would have told me two and a half years ago that you and me would be doing this and going this far with this, I probably would have been like, word. Like, I just wouldn't have foresaw this. You know, we've come a very long way, and we still got a lot more to do, a lot more growing to do with this brand. But the journey to this point has been awesome. Like, we've learned a lot with Roger, man. And just looking at coming up with the content for this show has taught me a lot, made me really look at myself and look at shit that was going around me.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree. I never thought I would be doing a podcast with Austin.
Nigga, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I'd have been doing this podcast with the show.
I didn't know I was going to be doing podcasts.
Shit, 4 years ago when you was at the airport, man. That's crazy, like, the fact that we've known each other for this long. The bond really got strong over doing this podcast.
Right, and I think it's been a really good journey. It has. I've learned a lot, too. Yeah. You know, you've taught me a lot as well. And also, we've brought up subjects that has made me learn a lot about myself. And it's also sparked an interest that I already kind of had an interest in personal development, but I don't know. I feel like sometimes when you talk to the universe, they send different things in your direction. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this kind of happened because maybe the universe thought, hey, why don't y'all do this?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a really nice
The universe journey. Did tell me. Yeah. Somebody told me that I need to continue my growth and maturation to really focus on that part of my life. And I didn't quite understand that. And through this podcast and looking back and being able to reflect, like to say hindsight is 2020, like this has helped with a lot of my growth and maturation. Also helping me deal with getting control of such things like my anxiety, my stress level, my ability to focus and figuring out and locking on to certain characteristics and certain habits that were really healthy.
Right. It's definitely made me a lot more aware, you know. Meditation. I meditate on my own, and then I have this little thing that I listen to with meditation, help me with affirmations. Like, I'm constantly listening to different affirmations.
Yeah.
It's helped me to really, because I think as we grow, and because so many people aren't into organized religion anymore, that a lot of people are missing this side of their life.
Because
organized religion ain't really nothing but personal development with somebody, with some
Appreciate
things turned around, yeah. So I think I was missing this, and my brother actually told me something like that. He was like, you need to work on your spirituality. And, you know, I was like, spirituality? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I don't know
what I'm supposed to do.
Huh? But, not that me and you are like super duper spiritual, but I do think it helped to fill a certain void in my life.
I feel like you're probably more connected and be able to identify, and you probably, you're probably able to identify your truths and more about yourself, because I mean, it'd be a whole another conversation, but you probably been way more honest about who you are. You had to figure that shit out at a much early age, not do the certain lifestyle choices, but at the same time, looking even past the lifestyle choices as a human being, just Deshaun in general, like, dang, I do this. I do operate like this. This might not be healthy.
Well, I mean, I'm still definitely, like, figuring out a lot about myself. I have a lot to learn, you know. You know, that's what you was talking about. This is just one piece of the full puzzle. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm still learning what I like, what I don't like in a lot of areas of my life. And it helps to be able to do something as simple as pause for a minute and really pay attention to what's going
on. Take it in. Like, take a second to assess everything that's going on and what you've attained, what you've accomplished, where you haven't had success, and how to fix that, how to redirect that shit. Mm-hmm. Or even to rebound from something that's thrown you off track.
Right, exactly. So it's a great appreciation, because I feel like I needed this just to, like, do it more so than to grow it. You know what I mean? I just kind of needed to be doing this. I needed to work on this.
Right.
More so than I just needed a podcast so I can make it big and build a platform.
Build a platform.
A brand. And this, that. Which is great, and that will come, you know. But it helps to actually have something that you're trying to work on that you want to work on.
Right. And you understand the fact that we've been working on this self-development. Because I understand from day one, people, we didn't know what the hell we were doing with this podcast.
Right. It was very much just hook up and talk.
Talk, right. Yeah. And just chit-chat. Then here's the chaos that most people don't realize when creating a podcast, unless you're going to do current topics and shit like the hot topics. And you got to be very creative when coming up with content. Content creation can become a motherfucker.
It can. And unless you're into hot topics, like you said, or if you're like an expert at something.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But even for an expert, you don't think they hit a wall or something? Like, after episode 50? Like, they digging, man. And how many repeats have they done in those 50 episodes?
I think it depends on what you do.
True.
And then you can start interviewing people. So,
true.
You know. Funny segue, maybe not segue, I don't know what the words are. I still be getting my little radio words and interview words fucked up. But anyway, I'm about to tell the story, y'all. So over this week, I do, like, what? Segue? By side? Like, sidebar? I don't know. But over the weekend, we had a podcast at my restaurant.
Word.
Yeah. At the restaurant where I work. And because it's a venue. So, and I just thought it was cool. And they had a podcast about, they was drinking wine. And there was these three white ladies. And they was talking vulgar and shit. And they was just talking, they were literally just talking shit the whole time. And they were just looking at these pictures. It's called Wine and Crime. They were looking at these pictures of these past criminals from, like, and most of them were, like, female or minority. From, like, maybe black and white times. And
this nigga said black and white times
back in the day, and it was just
the one to get a motherfucking raincoat. It's one of my favorite quotes. Don't worry about it.
I know that quote. But okay.
The Boondocks.
Okay, so yeah, and it was just amazing how it was packed in there. It was like 300 people sitting there to see them talk shit about wine and
crime.
Right. Just make little jokes and shit like that.
But you realize it's a niche for it.
It's
a niche.
And you always know these things, but it helps to see it and to be there. And I felt like, I almost feel like I was there to see that. Like, I was supposed, because I don't even normally work Sundays. So I ended up picking
up that
shit.
But you need to see the potential.
Right.
You need to see the potential.
No, but I wasn't even thinking about them being there. I just need to make some money real quick.
Right. But the universe puts you there so you can see the potential of what you have in your hand.
Right, right.
At this point in time. Right, like, right. And they bullshit.
Ain't doing shit.
Bullshit.
But at the same, like, it was cool. It was cute. It was funny. You know, they was laughing. They got their audience. Like, a very niche Democrat, white woman. They had money, too. Let me tell you at some point. But yeah, it was a niche demographic, and he was all just chilling and really just enjoying them talk shit. That's all he would do. That, and they're on tour, so we were one of the stops for them. That's all they were doing.
That's what I'm saying. We get this shit down, son. It's bigger than what we even realize what we have.
Right.
But in the beginning, we didn't have a concept or anything. We had a name.
Right.
We had shit. We recorded a few bullshit episodes. That was like whatever. Then we tried. What happened next? We tried reading books.
What y'all like?
Books? No, we're going to bring that shit back. We gotta lay that out.
I ain't no reader like that. I'm just saying. I'll do it, though.
I got a plan for that for the next phase.
You gonna read to me?
Oh, shit.
Oh, and also, they wasn't no kind of organized either.
No,
they was just sitting there talking shit, looking at pictures.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But they make sure they send a couple of things. Like, yeah, hey, City Winery, this is our wine we're going to be drinking. Okay, let's go. Blah, blah, blah. Look at this motherfucker. Look at her hair. She looks stupid. Like, that's all it was.
It's crazy.
Literally.
So, we started off with that. Then we tried the books. The books helped with a lot of the growth. A lot of that shit came from books.
Books help tremendously.
Yeah.
To the point where, even though I don't, almost like working out, not a fan of working out, but I know it helps. And I guess you're working out your mind.
Your mind, man. It actually showed me, like, okay, I have the A, I can do this shit. B, I have the F to read. The discipline I need to work on. I mean, the consistency I need to work on. The discipline I do have. But it started with that, and we just kept going. And then eventually, I don't even know how we landed on, like, spiritual stuff. And actually, it's because we kept hearing meditation and shit in the spiritual side of in all the different books and stuff we read. It always came back to some spiritual essence in those books for me. It always came back to meditation.
Right.
So I started looking more into meditation, and then we just started just turning into, like, all right, you know what? We working on stuff that people need. And through this journey, I've had people coming up to me, like, I'm some, like, I got the key to this information. Like, I'm a gatekeeper.
I mean,
for this knowledge.
You're a channel.
True. Mm-hmm. I understand that now. Mm-hmm. I'm a conduit for this information to be passed on to other people.
So the universe is speaking through you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how I see it. That's why I work my tables and when I wait my guests. Real talk, I had sidebar. Shut up, I'm gonna tell a story now.
Go ahead.
With Takiya today. And one of the dudes, Dion, shout out to Dion. You don't know I got a podcast, but I gotta let him know. But shout out to Dion. He was just doodling. And I was like, Dion, you a drifter, yada, yada. That shit sparked a conversation about really getting to know yourself because he went to school for criminal justice. And I'm like, my nigga, you working at Kia, though.
Interesting.
Like, that's the career you in, even though you went to school for criminal justice. And I was like, isn't it ironic how so many of us go to get degrees in a certain field but end up working in something, like, on a handful of us, the graduates actually go in, unless you go into a specialty or something like that. So he was like, yeah, man. I was like, really, we don't know ourselves. I think I find it very interesting that the vast majority is at 18. We haven't had time to learn, understand ourselves, go out and figure out the world, figure out who we are as people, but they send you off to school to go get a career. And then I was like, some of us don't even understand financial reading. And then somebody made a reference to creating debt. And I was like, right, we don't have an understanding of financial literacy either. And this one guy chimed in and was like, well, I knew about financial. I knew all this stuff when we started out. And as he spoke, he was like, my dad kind of informed me. And I was like, so, boom, there you go. My man, you're very fortunate. Oh, you don't realize it, but your dad put you on some game that the average person your age has no clue about.
I mean, some people parents don't know.
Yeah, some people parents don't even know. So, if you didn't appreciate your dad, I'm going to tell you right now, you should appreciate your dad because he gave you a handful of knowledge that a lot of people don't get in the beginning. So, I've just gone around. These conversations are sparking up with just random people more often now. I ran into a young lady. We got into a conversation about spiritual knowledge, about being one with oneself, being still, meditating, really being able to deal with your issues, embracing your pain, different things, being able to acknowledge whether the universe is trying to send you, you know what I'm saying? She didn't really want to come to Atlanta, but she came to Atlanta, and Atlanta served the purpose for her. And if you slow down, you can kind of see why you're supposed to be in the space at that point in time.
Right. Meditation is now something I do almost daily. Like,
I do it daily.
No lie.
At some point in time, I do.
And I do see the difference. And I wish I would have started early in my life. And I feel like I kind of was meditating. I was praying. But I have a new discipline for it. I think a lot of times when you pray, especially when you first, when you're young, you just, they say your prayers, so here we go. You know, it's very, you know, what I'm supposed to do, but.
It's routine.
Right, it's routine.
It's just routine. You don't understand the whole point of the routine. You're just doing it because it's routine.
Right.
You were told you're supposed to do it, so you're doing it.
But, and then, especially comparing how I feel when I meditate now, how I, it's so much easier now, you know? Even though it never was hard, but I think people think meditation is so much more than what it actually is. Uh-huh. It's such a simple task. And it goes by so much quicker now, you know? And it's so much easier to zone out now. Like, it's just...
Because you're a lot more focused and tapped in, and you're actually paying attention to the mood instead of just sitting there because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Oh, my bad.
But, yeah. But, I appreciate it, though. I do. I really do.
I'm so glad. It's crazy. I'm doing it with intent versus doing it with intent versus doing it with out of default.
Right.
That's what I was looking for. It's completely, that's what I wish I would have known. Because I was, I'm like you. I've been doing it for a long time. I was just sitting around doing it, but I didn't know what I was trying to control.
Right.
But the only problem with intent is sometimes I can go overthink and go overboard. So I'm not really being as calm and relaxed as I should because I'm too focused on what I'm trying to create.
Right. And it's almost like a tool that I have now. Like, when I have a lot on my mind, when I just left somewhere, when something's bothering me, whether it be a conversation or something at work, like, I just kind of meditate and I say, you know, I forget about it. Like, whatever happened, happened. It's the past. I can't change it. And it's just great to know that you can really just change your mood real quick and just be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just some simple shit. Like, you know what? Very much a fuck it move without going to the alcohol or the weed.
Yeah,
or
something like that. I'm saying?
It's very much like, whatever.
You know, it's crazy because I'm getting to a point where I want to try to real shit because, again, completely transparent. I'm trying to get myself to a point where I can function in a sober state. I haven't done this in so long. But I'm a coping mechanism or any form of smoke. So I want to try that.
Function how? Like everyday life?
Everyday life. I mean, the minute I started smoking,
you kept doing it.
I haven't stopped.
You never went sober before? I feel like you have. I
never had a, like, it may be for a couple of days or a week.
Yeah.
Man, understand, that's not really, that's just, I might have ran out of weed or something.
Do you feel the difference?
Because it hasn't been long enough from when I was doing it, I wasn't doing it with intent.
But when you didn't have the weed, did you feel like, damn, I want some weed? Was that in your
head? No, the only time I did do it with intent, mm-hmm. I was in a state of anxiousness. I was stressed out. Mm-hmm. I was overwhelmed. And I had so much shit going on that I couldn't pay attention. I knew I was a lot more alert. I was sleeping better. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like I was actually going because of, like, I need to do this for my health. I just stopped because I didn't want to have no weed around me because I had some situations that were arising and I was just too stressed out. So, no.
That's
I don't know what it's like, a coping mechanism. No alcohol, no. I ain't even trying to be funny. Even pussy. Coping mechanism. So, just being clear.
Gotcha.
Trying to get to that point. But this podcast is helping.
Right. And I feel like it has just made me want to do different stuff. Like, I can't wait till we go on this retreat. I'm out silent retreat.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Okay. So even with the silent retreat, I'm looking forward to that. Because I'm starting to realize my addiction to just technology. Like, I'm about to cut my internet off. I'm about to straight cut my Xbox subscriptions off.
Oh, that's funny. I just listened to our Off the Grid, How to Get Connected with Nature episode yesterday. So.
Just to get off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Detach myself from the mobile apps. Like, I caught myself today literally just going through my phone trying to find different shit, looking for that stimulation. Mentally overwhelmed.
I open and close Instagram like 10 times.
10 times.
Yeah.
And you do it like within 2 to 3 minute intervals. Mm-hmm. Like, you just saw this shit, you going right back to it.
And it just made me mad. Like, Like, oh, they get on my nerves.
Yeah.
Then you go back on that. Oh, they still there. Still getting on my nerves.
Mobile app games, all that. Just looking for that stimulation. Like, learn. I don't know what it's like to just not be stimulated. Yeah, I want to get back to that. Be still again. So I feel like a silent retreat is going to force me out of my comfort zone, force me away from that shit. Like I said, I'm cutting all that stuff off. A, I can save myself 60-something bucks a month. I have no fucking internet because the only thing I'm using for is for my cell phone and my Xbox, and I'm not using that shit as much. So leaving that shit alone, getting away, because I only use that for TV shows, Netflix, to stream it.
I like my shit internet. Like that.
So, because my computer is down, so... The fucking point. Most of the shit you can do on your phone.
Yeah. If you ain't got no computer, then why? Yeah, it don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense to have the fucking internet. So, just detaching myself from all that kind of stuff and again getting back outside. Like when I was waiting to get my car service, I sat outside. I ain't sitting inside. He was like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just feel good out here. Like, it's nice out here. I'm gonna enjoy this while I have it."
So, it's crazy. It's like you have to take advantage of a chance to be outside.
To be outside.
That's why when you pulled up, I was just sitting there for a minute.
Right.
From waking up, then having to go here, then go there, then working every day. The sun be kind of up when I'm awake. I mean, when I leave for work, but of course, when I get home, it be gone.
It's dark.
Right.
You spend most of your time inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been paying attention to a lot of that different stuff. Even just wanting to connect with the world. Doing all this stuff has made me be a lot more aware of activities I partake in. People I'm around. The biggest thing is just making me be aware.
Yeah, you're aware of awareness. Your steps. Yeah, your direction. Yeah.
It's been a couple of instances where I'm trying to connect with people who I had old connections with or trying to hold on to stuff. And you don't really see your progression until you get around some shit you used to do or somebody you used to be around with or you connected with for a second, and then you realize that that shit is not there. And it could be like maybe only 6 months ago.
Almost like you grew when those clothes don't fit no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you lost a lot of weight when clothes don't fit no more.
Right, exactly. Because you can lose some shape. Weight too.
Okay. You can lose some of that weight. Cause some of that shit be like baggage that you don't need.
Right. And it's just, you're not about to be uncomfortable trying to wear it.
Nope.
So
get rid of those people.
Give it the goodwill.
Man, it's been a lot. And it's taught me a lot about business. It's forced me to really.
Oh, really?
It's making me look at marketing and how to push and promote. It's making me get back into social media. Mm-hmm. It's forcing me to actually do this shit again.
Right.
So
yeah, I appreciate the journey. I do. And I appreciate everybody who has been on the journey with us. Ain't a lot of y'all, but it's enough for y'all.
It's enough for y'all, man. I appreciate the support, period, man. We like turtles, man. That's my spirit animal. It's slow but steady, but we're going to win this race,
you know? Right, right. So, a turtle is your spirit animal, like spirit that one you saw in New Orleans.
Yeah, it's on my elbow. Yeah, like my little turtle friend in New Orleans. You hear me? I got to post
this. How long you knew him?
Oh, I ain't known him long. When I go home, he be there.
So they have a pet turtle.
They got a pet turtle that live in the front yard.
Turtle's slow.
Exactly. That's why I fuck with him. They be chilling. They see everything, you heard? And when times get hard, they go inside and reflect.
You just get the same like they got this house they go into.
Yeah, that's what they shell is. This house.
It's not their house.
It is their house.
I don't know what my spirit animal is. Maybe I should figure it out.
Sloth.
They slow and stupid.
They not stupid, but they slow as fuck.
I want to be a skunk.
Yo, real shit, I want to be a koala bear. I'm serious, I want to be a koala bear.
Why?
Because koala is like perfect for me because they real chill and people think they're just real calm, but the eucalyptus leaves are poisonous leaves that they get high off the poison.
That's what they doing?
Yeah. So
they funny.
So they be stoned like a motherfucker.
That's so funny.
But they're really violent as hell. They'll lash out and fuck you up. A koala will fuck you up good.
They be getting high?
When they be getting high off the...
That's why they ask me like...
They be sitting in their claws and eating. Yeah. Like they might fall off a branch. They be so fucked up.
I don't want to be one, but I really like giraffes. I just think they're pretty. And graceful.
Give me that walla life.
That walla life. I can't. That's
it's all about that walla life, dear.
What else? I'm not into spirit animals. I'm gonna find one though. In the next episode, y'all gonna know what my spirit animal is.
Ooh, I'm gonna hold it to that.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold it to that. Yo, Stephen said it's about time. I saw a quote he said, because I guess he realized we ain't put up nothing in like 2-3 weeks. So.
Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey, Steph. But yeah. But look, I'm. You know, okay, so what's been your light bulb moment as biggest of all this light bulb moment stuff?
how this is what I needed and I didn't know. Like, I thought I was just, all right, I'll see you want to do a podcast? Okay. I didn't know it was going to turn into this. And then disconnecting to what my brother said to me.
So, that you need it, right. That's real shit.
And, so, yeah, a lot of things be coming, he be knowing. But
your brother tapped in there.
He a little spiritual person.
You don't ever try to connect with him on his little spiritualness?
I do. He be giving me readings.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. He got tarot cards and everything?
He do it a different way. He's into, like, Orisha stuff and...
I don't know anything about... I don't even know what Orisha stuff is.
Yeah. Ifa and stuff like that. African spirituality is what he's into. So, he's a priest.
Word.
He's really cool.
Who went to school for?
No.
He just did his thing and then became a priest.
That's pretty much what happened. He be knowing stuff, though.
That's fine.
Because I feel like spirit is spirit. So, like... I do. I feel like spirit is spirit. So... If you connected to that realm, you're going to be able to tell a person what you need to tell them, no matter what realm they're connected to.
Okay.
So, almost like, so it doesn't matter what denomination, what, none of that matters. Like, I feel like spirit is spirit. God is God. The universe is universe. That's how I feel.
Okay. So, you think your brother's just tapped in?
Yeah, I think he's tapped in. I think, like, I'm pretty sure what he learned in African spirituality and stuff like that has helped him and enhanced it tremendously, but I feel like he would have been tapped in regardless wherever he would have.
Whatever realm or whatever path he chose.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all, what's your biggest light bulb moment? Or your ultimate light bulb moment?
That this was going to be the thing to help me, you know, keep the same issue. Mm-hmm. Same exact same thing. That this is gonna be the key to help me get in touch with my spirituality. Yeah. And really look at my growth and maturation. Exact same thing.
That's what's up.
So it's been a fun journey, man. It's
all right,
cool. We'll look forward to much more. Once we get this brand going, y'all, we're gonna see the real big push of light mom. This little bit moment, this is just the tip of the iceberg, man. Y'all get ready. We got a lot more coming for you for the next phase. It's me, Deshaun. We got my homegirl, Lexi, jumping on. Once we get in full gear, it's on, baby. Y'all gonna really see it.
Go I'm ready to push. So, thank y'all so much.
Appreciate the support. Y'all be good. Peace out.
Bye.